Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Ram Goldar and here Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadi Av, the seventh Perek Yid Hanasha. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on, number one, on the previous Daf, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, unlike our Mishnah, that the Yid Hanasha prohibition only applies to one thigh, Vadas Machras El Shiyomin, and logic indicates that it's the right thigh. The Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's the right side, and by das, he meant das Torah, the Torah's logic, meaning as indicated by a pasuk, or is uncertain, and he meant das nota, the logic leans towards the right Gid HaNasha. It ultimately proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's the right Gid HaNasha, and eating it incurs malchus. Rava says that HaYarech, the thigh, connotes Hamhumanus Shebayarech, the most distinguished of the thighs, meaning the right thigh. Alternatively, the malch struck his thigh behavko imo, as he wrestled with him, ka'adam shechovek as chavero, like one who embraces his fellow, so his right hand reached around to Yaakov's right thigh. Alternatively, Yaakov stood to the malch's left because he appeared like an idolater or like a talmud chacham, and one should walk to the left of both. Point number two, the Gemara relates several agadic statements about Yaakov's fight with the malach and a staying Beis El. They include, Yaakov remained alone al pachim katani because of small jars. This teaches about tzaddikim, shechaviv alehem mamonim yos megufam, that their property is dearer to them than their bodies because they never touch stolen goods. The harm which befell Yaakov teaches about a talmud chacham, shul yetze yechidi b'layla, that he should not go out alone at night. When Yaakov reached Haran, he said, "Esher avarti amakum shitzpalu avosai." Is it possible that I passed the place where my father's daven, meaning Beis El, baniul ispalalti, and I did not daven there as soon as he decided to return, the land contracted, and he immediately was in Beis El. After davening there, he attempted to return to Haran, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Tzadik zeh ba'al beis meloni." This tzaddik came to my lodging place, Yafate Bololina, shall he leave without staying overnight? The sun set, forcing Yaakov to stay. One pasuk says Yaakov took Me'avni HaMakom from the stones of the place, and after he woke, it says Ha'evan, the stone, because each stone said, Alayinyach tzaddik zerosho, upon me the tzaddik shall lay his head, and they became one stone. And point number three, the malach asked Yaakov to send him away because dawn had arrived. Yaakov asked if he's a robber or a kidnapper, and he replied, I'm a malach. And from the day I was created, my time to recite Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not arrived until now. This supports Rav, who says that three new groups of Malchei Ashar say Shira every day. One group says Kadosh, another group says Kadosh, and the third says Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. The Gemara objects that a brisa states, Chavivin Yisrael ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem HaMalchei Asharis. Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malchei Asharis, because Yisrael may say Shira at any time, but Malachim only say it once a day. Other versions say once in a week, a month, a year, 7 years, a yovo, or once in eternity. Furthermore, Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, whereas Malachim only say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Finally, Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below. Therefore, the Gemara amends Rav's statement to be that the second group of Malachim says Kadosh twice, and the third group says Kadosh three times before saying Hashem's name. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, unlike our Mishnah, that the Gid HaNasha prohibition only applies to one thigh, Vadas Machras Eshol Yamin, and logic indicates that it's the right thigh. The Gemara asks whether Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's the right side, and by das, he meant das Torah, the Torah's logic, meaning as indicated by a pasuk, or is uncertain, and he meant das nota, the logic leans towards the right Gid HaNasha. It ultimately proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's the right Gid HaNasha, and eating it incurs malchus. Rava says that HaYarech, the thigh, connotes Hamhumanus Shebayarech, the most distinguished of the thighs, meaning the right thigh. Alternatively, the malch struck his thigh behavko imo, as he wrestled with him, ka'adam shechovek as chavero, like one who embraces his fellow, so his right hand reached around to Yaakov's right thigh. Alternatively, Yaakov stood to the malch's left because he appeared like an idolater or like a talmud chacham, and one should walk to the left of both. Point number two, the Gemara relates several agadic statements about Yaakov's fight with the malach and a staying Beis El. They include, Yaakov remained alone al pachim katani because of small jars. This teaches about tzaddikim, shechaviv alehem mamonim yos megufam, that their property is dearer to them than their bodies because they never touch stolen goods. The harm which befell Yaakov teaches about a talmud chacham, shul yetze yechidi b'layla, that he should not go out alone at night. when Yaakov reached Haran, he said, Esher Avati Amakum Shitzpalu Avosai, is it possible that I passed the place where my father's daven, meaning Beis El, Baniyu Hispalalti, and I did not daven there, as soon as he decided to return, the land contracted, and he immediately was in Beis El. After davening there, he attempted to return to Haran, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tzadik Zeh Ba'u LeBeis Meloni, this tzaddik came to my lodging place, Yavate Bololina, shall he leave without staying overnight? The sun set, forcing Yaakov to stay. One pasuk says Yaakov took me'avni ha'makom from the stones of the place, and after he woke, it says ha'evan, the stone, because each stone said alayin yach tzadik zerosho, upon me the tzadik shall lay his head, and they became one stone. And point number three, the Malach asked Yaakov to send him away because dawn had arrived. Yaakov asked if he's a robber or a kidnapper, and he replied, I'm a Malach. And from the day I was created, my time to recite Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not arrived until now. This supports Rav, who says the three new groups of Malchei Ashar say Shira every day. One group says Kadosh, another group says Kadosh, and the third says Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. The Gemara objects that a Brisa states, Chavivin Yisrael ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem HaMalchei Asharis. Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malchei Asharis, because Yisrael may say Shira at any time, but Malachim only say it once a day. Other versions say once in a week, a month, a year, 7 years, a Yovo, or once in eternity. Furthermore, Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, whereas Malachim only say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Finally, Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below. Therefore, the Gemara amends Rav's statement to be that the second group of Malachim says Kadosh twice, and the third group says Kadosh three times before saying Hashem's name. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tzadi off, and a standard Siman is an exit sign, a Yitzia, an exit sign. So here goes. The right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gida Nashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, right near the davening spot where the Malachim wait for Kedusha to be said so they can say theirs. Once again, slow motion. The right foot first exit sign. Exit sign? That must be on Daf Tzadi Aleph. The right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gida Nashe, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, unlike our Mishnah, that the Gida Nashe prohibition only applies to one thigh, Vadas Makras es Shel Yamin, and logic indicates it's the right thigh. The Gemara ultimately proves that Rabbi Yehuda is certain it's the right Gida Nashe, and eating it incurs Malkus. Rava says that Hayarech, the thigh, connotes Hamiyumena Shebayarech, the most distinguished of the thighs, meaning the right thigh. So the right foot first exit sign installed in the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gida Nashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, which reminds us that Gemara brings the Agada about Yaakov's fight with the Malach and his stay in Beis El. So the right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gida Nashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, right near the davening spot where the Malachim wait for Kedusha to be said, so they can say theirs, which reminds us, a Brisa states, Chavivin Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem HaMalachei Asharis. Yisrael is more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachei Asharis, because Yisrael may say Shira at any time, but Malachim only say it once a day. Other versions say it once in a week, a month, a year, 7 years, a Yovo, or once in eternity. Furthermore, Yisrael says Hashem's name after two words, Shema Yisrael, whereas Malachim only say it after three words, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Finally, Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below. So once again, the right foot first exit sign installed at the butcher shop to remind them that only the right thigh has a prohibition of Gida Nashe was on the wall with a graffiti mural depicting the fight between Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, right near the davening spot where the Malachim wait for Kedusha to be said so they can say theirs. All right, so now it's time for Four Ba'abach Hazara. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simran Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy retriever. So here goes. When the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah of Kisui Adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 Zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, that must be on Daf Pei Zayin. When the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah of Kisui Adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 Zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechted and didn't cover the blood, anyone who sees must cover it. The Gemara relates that once someone shechted and another person preempted him and covered the blood. Rabban Gamliel required him to pay 10 Zehuvim, golden dinarim to the shochet. The Gemara asks, schar mitzvah or schar bracha? Are the 10 zehuvim payment for the mitzvah he sees or payment for the bracha recited over the mitzvah? A nafka mina is birchas hamazon, which is a single mitzvah composed of four brachos. The Gemara proves that one must pay 40 zehuvim for reciting birchas hamazon in someone else's place. So when the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah of kisui dam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden pez candy dispenser, and a wind came and blew the powder from the candy on some blood awaiting kisui that would now be exempt, but chayiv, if it blew away, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the case where blood, which was already covered by a person or wind, then became uncovered, and whether we say ein dichui eitzel mitzvos. So when the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah kisui dam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden pez candy dispenser, and a wind came and blew the powder from the candy on some blood awaiting kisui that would now be exempt, but chayiv, if it blew away, he got so frustrated that he spilled out his soda on some blood, which would now have to be measured to see if it still had Mara's dam. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a blood requiring kisui dam became mixed with water, im yesh bo Mara's dam. If it has the appearance of blood, he must still cover it. If it became mixed with wine or with blood, which doesn't require kisui, roinu so kiilu mayim, we view the other liquid as if it were water. If the obligated blood would give that amount of water the appearance of blood, it requires kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dam mevatel dam. Blood does not nullify blood, and even a minute amount remains obligated in kisui. Daf peches, so the simmer daf peches is a pach, a garbage can. So here goes. When the oily blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, that must be on daf peches, pach. When the oily blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught and a brisa elaborates, v'kisahu, and he shall cover it, melamed shedama nitas v'sha'al hasakin chai v'chasos. This teaches a blood which spattered and blood which is on the knife must be covered. Rabbi Yehuda explains this only applies where there's no dam other than this which can be covered, but if there is, he doesn't need to cover this blood. Another brisa darshans v'kisahu to teach that all its blood must be covered, including the blood which spattered or which is on the walls of the throat. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this only applies shel kisa dama nefesh, where he didn't already cover the lifeblood, but if he did, he's patur from covering this blood. So when the oily blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, the shochet reached into the can and found some old garments to burn, using the ashes for kisui adam, which reminds us the mission discusses what materials can be used for kisui adam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated a general rule, something in which plants can grow may be used for covering blood, but something in which plants cannot grow may not be used for kisui adam. A brisa adds that one traveling on a ship and has no earth to cover blood of a shechita should burn his garment and cover the blood. The Gemara quotes psukim calling ashes and gold dust afar. So when the only blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, the shochet reached into the can and found some old garments to burn, using the ashes for kisui adam. Proud to be a descendant of Avram Avinu, who said, Anochi Afar Ve'efer, which reminds us, Rava says, Beskarsha Amar Avram Avinu of Anochi Afar Ve'efer, as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, I'm but dust and ashes, Zachu Banav Ushtei Mitzvahs. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, Efer Para Ve'afer Sota, ashes of the Paraduma, and the earth used for testing a Sota. The mitzvah Kisui Dam is not mentioned here because it doesn't provide a benefit besides the mitzvah itself, as opposed to Paraduma, which affects Tahara, and Sota waters, which bring marital harmony. Daf pei tes, so the simmer daf pei tes is a pot. So here goes. The king who was humble enough to stir the pot. Pot? That must be on daf pei tes. The king who was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great, which reminds us, the pasuk says, Lo merubachem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashemachem. Not because you're greater than all the nations did Hashem desire you, for you're the smallest in the nations. This hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisrael, Choshkeni bechem, I desire you as my people, Shafil b'shash ani mashpil lechem gedua atem mematin atzmechem ufanai, because even when I bestow greatness upon you, you humble yourselves before me. The Gemara then goes on to describe the humility displayed by Avram, Moshe, and Aaron, and David when they obtained greatness. So the king was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great that he burnt at Nirei Nidachas, whose ashes were being used for Kisui Adam, which reminds us the Gemara permits performing Kisui Adam with the earth of Nirei Nidachas, a city led astray to Avodah Zorah, which was destroyed. The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are Asur Bahana. Ziri answers that the mission refers to ordinary ground, which is permitted. Rava answers that the ashes themselves may be used because mitzvahs rabu hanus nitnu, mitzvahs were not given to Israel in order to benefit from fulfilling them. So the king was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great that he burnt at Nir Nidachas, whose ashes were being used for kisui adam, used the ladle to point out a gid and nash on a baby animal of Kadshim, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, Gidon Nasha Nohag Ba'aretz B'chutz Ha'aretz. The prohibition against eating the sciatic nerve applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, during and after the base of Mikdash, and both with chun animals and Kadshim. It applies to both Behem and Chai, to both the right and left thighs, but not to birds. The Gemara explains why we need to learn that Gidon Nasha applies to Kadshim. Daf Tzadi. So the Siman Daf Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The man who puts stuck in the tzedakah box, that must be on Daf Tzadi. The man who put stuck in the tzedakah box to purchase olos, watched as a man who ate the Gidon Nasha from an olo received malkas, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Gidon Nasha applies to karbanos which are not eaten, for example, an ola. So the man who put stuck in the tzedakah box to purchase olos, watched as a man who ate the Gidon Nasha from an ola received malkas, and was so inspired by the kohen removing a Gidon Nasha to be thrown in the tepuach, and not with the rest of the carbon, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that an ola's Gidon Nasha is brought up. According to Rav Huna, that it's not burned on the Mizbeach. This means it's brought onto the Mizbeach and then removed and then thrown onto the Tapuach. We don't cut it out on the Azorah floor and bring the dissected thigh up because the Pasuk says, HaKriveihu Na'u Pachasecha, present it if you please to your governor, teaching not to offer to Kadosh Baruch Hu something unacceptable to a human ruler. So the man who put stucca in the stucca box to purchase olos watches a man who ate the Gidon Nasha from an ola receive malkas and was so inspired by the kohen removing a Gidon Nasha to be thrown on the tepuach and not with the rest of the carbon that he pledged to donate so many golden grape clusters that it would take 300 kohanim to remove them. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses places where the Torah or Chazal spoke b'lashon havai in hyperbole. Shmuel says the Chachamim used hyperbole three times, once regarding the tepuach, also regarding the gef and the grapevine of gold at the Heichal entrance where people would donate a golden grape or cluster which was hung there, and the Mishnah says that 300 kohanim were needed to clear all the gold. Finally, regarding the parochas, which was a tefach thick and 40 by 20 amos, which the Mishnah says required 300 kohanim to immerse it in a mikveh if it became tameh. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss which blood requires a kisui adam? And the Gemara brings three opinions. That's on daf Peches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss places where the Torah Chazal spoke b'lashon havai in hyperbole, such as in saying that 300 kohanim are required to clear the golden grape clusters hanging by the Heichal entrance? That's on daf Tzadi. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the Rav Yehuda holds that only the right Gidon Nasha is prohibited? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn about blood which was already covered by a person or when? And whether we say Ein Dichu Eitzel Mitzvos? That's on daf Pei Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn about avoiding Kisui Adam when killing a bird to obtain its blood, such as in the case of Bechiah's flax which was infested with moths? That's on daf Hey, hey. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the Agadah about Yaakov Avinu's fight with the Malach and his stay in Beis El? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that one should spend within his means on himself but beyond his means for his family? That's on daf Pei Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Gidon Nasha applies to Kadshim? That's on daf Paytas. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Malachim cannot say Shira above until Yisrael says it below? That's on daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether the Isra of Gidon Nasha applies to karbanos which are not eaten, for example, an ola? That's on daf Tzadi. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.